Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today, we're looking at something that affects a huge number of property owners across New South Wales.
The article is called A Strata Committee's Legal Duties Under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and it's one of those pieces where the title really does tell you what you're in for.
It does, and the core message is this. Joining a strata committee sounds like volunteering for your building community. The moment you're elected, though, you've taken on real legal responsibilities.
And that patches people out because most committee members are volunteers with no legal background at all.
The article is clear that this gap is exactly why committees get caught out. So let's go through the main duties.
First one, acting in the owner's corporation's interests. What does that actually mean day to day?
The owner's corporation is every lot owner in the scheme combined. So the committee's job is to make decisions for the scheme as a whole, not for one owner, not for a faction, and not for the committee member making the call.
The article gives a concrete example. A new gate might suit owners near the entrance, but not owners at the rear of the building.
Right. The committee has to weigh the overall interest of the scheme, act in good faith, and make decisions for proper reasons. The standard the article uses is acting honestly and reasonably.
Then there's record keeping. This one trips up a lot of committees. What are they actually supposed to keep?
Minutes of meetings, financial accounts, the strata role of owners, correspondence, the insurance policy, and the registered bylaws. That's the list.
And this isn't just bureaucracy.
No, the article makes the point clearly. Good records protect the scheme. When an owner wants to inspect documents, when a dispute comes up, when a new committee takes over, clean and complete records are the difference between a smooth handover and a mess.
Common property maintenance is the third duty, and the article describes it as active, not optional.
Common property covers shared walls, the roof, stairwells, lifts, gardens, external pipes, everything owned collectively. The committee manages that maintenance work day to day.
What happens if they don't?
The article spells it out. Safety issues, owner complaints, and orders through NCAT requiring the work to be done. The committee should plan for maintenance, respond to faults promptly, and keep a clear record of what has been done.
Then there are the funds, two of them, the administrative fund for everyday running costs and the capital works fund for major work over the longer term.
And the committee oversees how that money is collected, held and spent.
The capital works fund point in the article really stood out to me.
This is the one that causes the most pain further down the track. If the capital works fund runs dry, that's what forces special levies later. Nobody wants to be the committee that hits every owner with a surprise bill. Responsible management means budgeting realistically, spending within what owners have approved, and keeping the accounts in order.
The fifth duty is conflict of interest, and the article is pretty practical about this.
It acknowledges upfront that conflicts are part of strata life. A committee member might run a business that could do the scheme's gardening, or have a personal stake in a decision about a particular lot.
So the duty isn't to somehow never have a conflict?
No, it's to disclose it and manage it openly. Declare it so the committee and the owners can see the decision is being made in the scheme's interests, not for private gain. The article is direct. Hiding a conflict is what erodes trust and gets decisions challenged.
There's also a section on where the strata manager fits in, because I think this is where a lot of committee members make assumptions.
It's described as one of the most common sources of confusion. The split is the agent administers, the committee decides, and the duties stay with the elected owners. Engaging a strata manager doesn't pass those responsibilities across.
So if someone is on a committee right now or thinking about joining one, what's the single most useful thing they can take from this?
The article gives a clear practical list. Read the Act and your scheme's bylaws so you know the framework you're working within. Keep records as you go, not in a panic before the AGM. Treat the Capital Works Fund as a long-term obligation, not a balance to run low. Declare conflicts early, and when you're unsure, ask NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent before you act.
And if you want structured training on all of this?
Archer Institute has a strata members CPD course. It covers the role, the duties under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and good governance in plain English. It's online, self-paced, and built for volunteers who want to get it right.
Head to the Archer Institute website to read the full article. And if you'd like to speak to someone, call 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised training, real Australian-based support.
Thanks for listening.